Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The case of a young woman indicted this month for involuntary manslaughter in connection with her boyfriend's suicide in Boston highlights the murky legal waters around such cases. 21-year-old In Young Yu is accused of urging her boyfriend, Alexander Urtula, to kill himself. Urtula was 22 years old when he took his life in May, the day he was to graduate from Boston College. His girlfriend was also a student there. The case has striking similarities to that of Michelle Carter. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in 2017 for encouraging her boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to take his life. State Senator Barry Feingold is co-sponsoring a bill to give authorities a clear way to prosecute such cases. It's called Conrad's Law, named for Conrad Roy, and it makes coercing suicide a specific crime.
I was just shocked to hear that you were dealing with another case, you know, so soon after we filed the bill in July. I didn't think that something like this would occur again, and all of a sudden we're dealing with a situation as horrific as Michelle Carter and her situation.
So Massachusetts is one of just a handful of states, somewhere around 10 states, that does not have a law that makes coerced suicide a criminal activity. What does the law that you're co-sponsoring do?
There will be a penalty up to 5 years for coerced suicide. We believe that involuntary manslaughter is actually too stiff of a penalty for this type of behavior. But we do need something on the books that basically clarifies that if someone coerces someone to take their life, then there's a consequence.
So the defendant in this case, In Young Yu, who is in South Korea now, is being charged with involuntary manslaughter. You suggest that that's
correct.
Too harsh a charge? Why?
Because I think most people would agree that 20 years is probably too harsh of a sentence for something like this. And we had multiple situations with the Michelle Carter case that there were appeal after appeal because it wasn't clearly defined. And I believe that if there was a law like this on the books, they probably would have settled for a plea agreement, which would have saved so much time, stress on all these families, and costs.
But she's serving 15 months. She has filed appeals,
right,
as you said. And we can look at the differences between the two cases. Michelle Carter, one of the big differences was apparently that she was about 50 miles away from Conrad Roy, the young man who took his life. She was texting him at the time as he was breathing in carbon monoxide. She was encouraging him to go through with the suicide. In this newer case, there was, with In Young Yu, an alleged history of physical abuse perpetrated by her against Alexander Urtula, who eventually took his life, and she was in the parking garage, apparently, in Roxbury when he took his life. That's the accusation, anyway. So would both of them, under your law, qualify for 5 years in prison?
Yes. I mean, because what we realize now is that whether you're face-to-face with someone or you're communicating through mobile technology, it can be as detrimental and as negative, whether it's face-to-face or it's through a phone. And if anything, you know, with texting, it can be even more damaging because I think it's harder for people to be mean to one another when they're face-to-face. And we're hearing that there are 800 texts could be a day between these two people. And there has to be basically a line that we say in society that there's acceptable behavior and there's unacceptable behavior. And we have to have punishments in place if people cross the line.
And part of your bill says that the perpetrator has to know that the victim had been suicidal. Is that realistic,
yes,
that they would know that?
Yes, because if you say to me, go jump off a bridge, you don't know that I'm actually suicidal. But if someone is saying to you, yes, I'm very depressed, yes, I'm having suicidal thoughts, and you encourage it, yeah, you've crossed the line.
But why would it not be a crime to encourage someone through multiple texts to take their own lives, even if the person had not been suicidal?
Because it is very difficult to prove that. The point that we're really trying to address is that if you know someone is suicidal, not only are we saying in society that we don't want you to push them over the edge, but we're also saying to you, you need to try to help these people. But if you do take the action of encouraging someone to take their life by suicide, and you know that they have had suicidal thoughts, you're going to get prosecuted by it.
Senator Barry Feingold, thank you very much.
Thank you.